This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا فاللهم اجزه خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استن بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فإنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. All praise is due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness. Truly, He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead, and He whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is both His servant and His messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ. That whatever strikes you of misfortune or disaster, it is because of what your hands have earned, and indeed He has forgiven much. Who could have thought or predicted that we would have reached the situation that we are in today? 3 months ago, or even 3 weeks ago, who could have predicted that entire countries around the world would be in lockdown? Who could have predicted that economies would be crippled or hampered, and people around the world would be confined into their homes, all because of a single virus? Who would have thought that the masajid, which are typically full of people, full to the brim, overflowing, would now be empty? Who would have thought that in our lifetimes, the grandest of the masajid, Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi, would be shut down to the public? And all we can say in the face of all this misfortune and difficulty is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma ajirna fi musibatina wa khlufna khayrun min, that O Allah, console us in our misfortune, in our tragedy, and give us what is better than it. But today I want us to entertain some very difficult questions. Questions that we typically run away from. Questions that might burn our soul to really consider. For instance, who sent this trial to us? Who unleashed this virus on us? No, it's not the Chinese, and it's not one of the many conspiracy theories that go around, make the rounds throughout the internet. Our deen is clear that good and bad is by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek refuge from the evil that Allah has created, even though we do not attribute evil to Allah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. The evil that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, we know that Allah controls all things, good and bad. And we should be constantly in a state of seeking the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal tells us, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We do not send the signs except as a warning. Allah is constantly reminding us, constantly warning us, admonishing us, nudging us, pushing us, calling us to wake up, to see the reality for what it truly is, to see truth as truth, and to see falsehood as falsehood. But we continuously neglect these warnings. We turn away from these admonishments. We hit the spiritual snooze button and turn away from what we deep down know is true and know will benefit us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. That truly most people are heedless or neglectful of our signs. Why is it that we are heedless even until today? That much of what has befallen the world all over is really a reminder of how weak we really are. That all the technology, all the armaments and weaponry, all the power, the money, the advancements, all of it is feeble in the grander scheme of things. That a virus which cannot be seen by the eye, but by the command of the most powerful Lord, can bring us all to our knees and change the very world in probably a way in which it can never return back. God speaks to us in complex languages, which cannot be interpreted except by a heart that is sincere and with humility. Because without sincerity and humility, what we might see the message, we might see the message of Allah being the opposite of what it truly is. Allah tells us an example of this when He mentions the story of Qawm Ad, the people of Ad, a powerful nation, full of corruption, full of arrogance. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا عَارِضٌ مُسْتَقْبِلٌ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah mentions that when the punishment came to them, they looked up and they rejoiced. They were joyful. They said, "This is a cloud that will bring us rain." And Allah says, "No, rather this is what you are impatient about. This is a wind bringing with it a painful punishment." When the punishment came, they didn't even see it as a punishment. They jumped for joy and thought that it was a cloud bringing them rain. They could not understand what God was telling them, even to their last moment, because they had rejected the signs of Allah time and time again. Because they increased in arrogance and rejection so much that the language of Allah, the language of God, became foreign to their hearts. We are now seeing the language of God before us, reminding us of our need for Him. A reminder that we are under His control. A reminder of our mortality. A reminder of our collective responsibility to one another. And these might be uncomfortable things to be reminded of, but they are necessary. What are we waiting for to be reminded of to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to flee to Him? What level of heedlessness or neglect will we consider or continue to cling to? Consider the example of the son of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. His father is building an ark in a barren desert, warning the people of a flood to come. And when the flood finally comes, and his son is swimming in the very flood that he has been warned about, and the father is extending his hand, and he's saying, "Ya bunay, irkab ma'ana, wala takum ma'al kafirin." O my son, ride with us, and do not stay with those who have disbelieved. Ride with us, ride in this ship of repentance. Ride in this ship of seeking forgiveness. Ride in this ship of faith and belief in Allah. Ride in this ship of humility and sincerity. Ride in this ship of returning back to Allah and seeking His pleasure. Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana. O my son, ride with us. Ride in this ship that is fleeing back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite this, his son does not understand that this flood is the command of Allah. He thinks that it is a natural random occurrence. He thinks that he can wait out God. He says, قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلٍ يُعْصِمَنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. He says, "I will take refuge in a mountain that will protect me from this water." The Salaf, the early Muslims, would interpret that if their camel or if their horse was uncooperative, if they woke up in the morning and the horse was uncooperative, they would interpret this as perhaps a sign that God is trying to remind them to return back to Him. They saw that every possible difficulty, no matter how small, might be a sign of God. They interpreted the signs of God in each affair of their lives because they had the necessary humility and taqwa and consciousness to be able to understand God. But Nuh, the son of Nuh, swimming in the very flood that he had been warned about by his father, the prophet of God, could still not understand the message that God was telling him. He was barred from understanding it by his sins and his arrogance. And we fall into similar holes. How many people are saying, "This coronavirus, not a big deal. It'll go away on its own. Oh, people are just overreacting as it gets worse and it gets worse. And maybe it will go away on its own. And I ask Allah to make it go away as quickly as it came." But that doesn't mean that there isn't in it a message for the seeker of God within it. And Nuh said to his son, قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رُحِمْ إِلَّا مَنْ رُحِمْ. He said, "There is no protection against the decree of Allah except the one whom He has shown mercy to." There is no protection against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us rhetorically, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has not time come for those who have believed that their hearts should become humbly submissive to the remembrance of Allah and to what has come down from the truth? Hasn't the time come for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hasn't the time come for us to have humility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We spent all of our days chasing after the dunya, chasing the temporal world, chasing its money and its glamour and its fame, building up this world to be something of a worthy goal. And Allah tells us what this dunya really is. He says, إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض. He said, all of this dunya that you see before you, with its glamour and its and that you are chasing after and making it your goal, all it is a command by God to send down some rain on earth. There is no life, there is nothing without rain. He said, God has sent down that rain, and from it we had vegetation, and from it men and livestock ate. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتْ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا. Until we made the world beautiful, we used that rain that God gave us to build the things that we have built, to build the technology and the roads and the cars and the homes and all the things that we have built. But we forgot that we only had that ability because God sent us that rain to begin with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the verse and He says, وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. People become so arrogant after they make this world beautiful and a place of luxury that they think they have control over it. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. The people on this earth think they have full control over it. And Allah says that when they reach that level of arrogance, أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيَانًا أَوْ نَهَارًا. Our command comes by night or by morning. And we make it as if it did not harvest before at all. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These are the signs that we give you so that you may think and understand. Think of this reality. The world is not in our hands. It's in the hands of Allah. It's not in our control, it's in the control of God. And Allah mentions to us what will be said by the angel of death when the soul is taken from us. And Allah says, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٍ. That it will be said that you were in neglect of this reality, and now we have removed your cover. You were heedless, but the cover has been removed. And now your sight is sharp. Your sight is as solid as steel. You can see the true reality. What is the true reality? The true reality is that everything is in the control of Allah. And in this dunya, we fooled ourselves to thinking that we had control and we had power and we are the ones who can operate everything. And this virus is a sign of that uncovering. It's a sign of Allah to tell you to take account of this reality before it's too late. A reminder of what will be plain to see on that day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that covering is removed from us. So we need to take heed of that today. And Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي لَكُم مِّنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. Indeed, I am a clear warning, a clear warner to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That indeed, surely God would not punish them while they are seeking His forgiveness. If we turn to Allah, if we flee to Allah, if we ask of His forgiveness, He will turn what is difficult into easy, what is the hardship into reward, and the pain into mercy. And Prophet Nuh said to his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He said, ask forgiveness of your Lord. He is the one who is perpetually forgiving. يُرْسِلَ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send down the rain from the sky with continuing showers. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And He will increase your wealth and increase your children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And He will provide you with gardens and provide you with rivers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is it? What is the matter with you that you are not in awe of the majesty of God? This virus and everything that has come with it, with all of its difficulty, with all of its hardship, it is a grand blessing if it causes us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to turn to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like the people who forgot Allah, so He caused them to forget even themselves. When we forget Allah, we in fact forget ourselves. When we forget God and we forget our obligations to Him and we forget His power over us, we forget ourselves. We forget our actions and the consequences of those actions. We forget what we do and how it affects the people around us and those and other people besides us. How often did we neglect the suffering of others around the world? And through this virus, Allah reminds us that we are all connected. That the virus that begins halfway across the world affects you in your home. And likewise, the evil, the injustice that happens across the world, it affects us on a spiritual level, whether we ignore it or not. How often did we take the houses of Allah for granted? We're lazy to attend, didn't like to be here. And now our hearts ache in pain when we see that they are empty and we are unable to go and pray in them. Doesn't it remind us of how precious these places truly are? And how often did we make the world our focus? How often do we make it our ultimate objective? And through this virus, we were reminded how feeble this world is, how fleeting it is, how weak it is, and that it should never be our ultimate sacrifice or our ultimate objective. These are in fact blessings. These are not hardships. These are blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are signs for the intelligent people to take account and to reconnect themselves with Allah and therefore reconnect themselves with their deepest, best self. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ Don't be like the people who have forgotten Allah and so He caused them to forget themselves. And through these troubling times, we need to remember that Allah wants our return. He wants us to come back to Him. He wants us to recognize our shortcomings. He wants us to embrace His mercy and embrace His forgiveness. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ Indeed, God wants to accept your repentance. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا O you who believe, repent to Allah a sincere repentance. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلُكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ Perhaps God will forgive, will expiate your sins, and He will enter you into a paradise beneath of which the rivers flow. And the Prophet ﷺ explained to us in a beautiful parable how it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deeply, truly wants to accept our forgiveness, that He wants us to return back to Him. He mentions to us that indeed Allah is more joyful with the return of His servant. He is more happy and joyful with the return of any of His servants. Then, and He gives us an example, then the example or the condition of a man who is traveling in the desert and all his provisions, his food, his water, everything he needs is on top of a camel, tied to his camel. And as he's going through this desert, the camel runs away from him. And he's left stranded in the middle of the desert with no way out and no food and no water, so he knows that certain death is coming to him. So this man digs a grave and he lies in the grave, waiting for his death. And then, after he sleeps a while, he wakes up and he sees the same camel looking down at him. So he jumps up and grabs the camel and is full of so much joy and happiness. What greater state of happiness can there be than the moment you think you're dead and are going to die and then Allah gives you a second chance. You get a second chance at living. And he grabs the camel and he's so happy that he can't even keep his words straight. The Prophet ﷺ says he wants to say, Oh Allah, you are the Lord and I am the slave. But from the intensity of his happiness, he is nearly delirious. And he mixes up the words. And he says, Oh Allah, I am the Lord and you are the slave. But he meant the opposite. From how intensely happy he is. And the Prophet ﷺ says, Allahu afrahu bi tawbati abdikum idha tab min hadha ar-rajul. That Allah has more joy by the tawbah, the repentance of any of His servants, than this man was by the return of his camel. So let us turn to our merciful, forgiving Lord with repentance, seeking His forgiveness. Let's turn our misfortune and hardship into the removal of our sins. Take this time to use it as an opportunity. Difficulty and hardship, one of the blessings of difficulty and hardship is it provides us with opportunities to help other people. Check up on your neighbors. If there are those who need your help, need your support, need someone to pick something up from them at the store, do so. You know, be the person who is helping others. We are in the greatest need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala these days. Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. Those who are merciful, the most merciful shall be merciful to them. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama'. Show mercy to those on earth, and the one who is in the heavens will show mercy to you. We are in the greatest need of the mercy of Allah, therefore we must be the ones extending that mercy to others. We must be the ones who are helping others. We must be the ones who are trying to bring as much generosity and helpfulness as possible so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can lift this problem, lift this evil from the world, and bring us to a Jannah where there will be no fear and no sorrow. فَأَقُولْ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, a consciousness that is due to Him, and do not die except in a state of Islam. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, use this time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with more devotion. Use this time to extend a hand to those who are in need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Who is the one who responds to the call of the desperate when they call upon him and removes the harm, removes the evil? This is the time that we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desperately so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove this difficulty from the world, and to use this opportunity to connect to Allah, therefore making whatever trials and hardship we see actually a blessing in the greater end of things. If we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds, it doesn't matter what difficulty we faced in this world, it will all be worth it when we enter into His paradise and into His mercy.